There are many discrepancies between the way things appear and the way they really are. Something that is impermanent can appear to be permanent. Also, sources of pain, such as overeating, sometimes appear to be sources of pleasure, but in the end, they are not. What will eventually lead to suffering is not seen for what it really is, but is mistaken for a way to happiness. Although we want happiness, out of ignorance we do not know how to achieve it. Although we do not want pain, because we misunderstand what causes pain, we work at achieving the very causes of pain. The eyes of those attending a magical show are affected by the magician's tricks. And through this deception, the audience thinks it sees horses, elephants, and so forth. In a similar way, by going along with the appearance of inherent existence, we exaggerate the status of good and bad phenomena, and are thereby led into desire and hatred and actions accumulating karma. What is not an inherently existent I appears to be an inherently existent I, and we accept the appearance as given. How seeing this way helps. Seeing people and things as existing like illusions helps reduce unfavorable emotions, because lust, hatred, and so forth stem from our superimposing qualities, good or bad, on phenomena beyond what they actually have. For instance, when we get very angry at someone, we have a strong sense of the wretchedness of that person. But later, when we calm down and look at that same person, we may find our earlier perception laughable. The benefit of insight is that it prevents us from attributing to objects a goodness or badness beyond what is actually there. This undermining of self-deception makes it possible to reduce and eventually end lust and hatred, since these emotions are built on exaggerations. This elimination of unhealthy emotions, in turn, leaves more room for healthy emotions and virtues to develop. By viewing phenomena with insight, you bring them within the scope of the practice of emptiness.